Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and India till now has recorded 266,598 cases of the novel coronavirus, being the fifth worst impacted nation globally, with over 7,466 deaths as per the latest update by the health ministry. Confirmed cases in Kerala have crossed the 2,000 mark, but we know Maharashtra has over 88,500 COVID cases. Now, Mumbai alone has recorded over 50,000 infections and more than 1,700 deaths. If we talk about Maharashtra, it has total number of cases which are actually more than the epicenter, China, in terms of reported infections. It is followed by Tamil Nadu with over 33,229 infections, Delhi with over 29,943 reported infections, and Gujarat with over 20,545. Delhi's Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia has said that the national capital would have 1 lakh COVID cases by June end. In Uttarakhand are near 1,500, while Bihar's tally is around 5,300. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has deployed high-level multidisciplinary central teams to 15 states and UTs. So with over 50 districts or municipal bodies witnessing high caseload and spurt of new cases, these teams will provide state government technical support for containment and facilitate management of the outbreak as per the ministry. So if you talk about how these central teams will function, Maharashtra will have across 7 districts and municipalities, Telangana over 4, Tamil Nadu over 7, Rajasthan over 5, Assam over 6, Haryana, Gujarat, Karnataka, Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Delhi, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Odisha. All these will have around 4 to 5 districts that will be, within the central teams, multidisciplinary central team deployment. Jyotiraditya Scindia, who has now been tested positive, his mother is also tested positive for coronavirus, has been admitted to the Delhi hospital. Both of them complained of sore throat and fever, according to reports. ICMR COVID-19 study has said that a third of containment zone population may have already got infected, recovered unknowingly. So we are talking about asymptomatic people who either had very mild symptoms or asymptomatic they were. And, the infection, the sites where infection size is 100 to 200 times higher are mainly in Mumbai, Pune, Delhi, Ahmedabad, Indore, as per the publication, official report in the publication. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the government may consider extending the deadline of 15% corporate tax benefit for companies that make new investments in manufacturing. India may face 50% labor shortage in the coming months, as per report. So, India may have started lifting the lockdown in a staggered manner and we are reopening the economy, but the country is facing a labor shortage. We saw one of the largest reverse migrations during the lockdown all these migrant laborers were sent back to their villages through the Shramik trains, and hundreds of thousands of migrant workers have left the city now. BMC has revised its Unlock 1.0 guidelines. As per the new guidelines, shop will be allowed to stay open for full working hours for 6 days in a week, as per a News 18 report, but shops will remain closed on Sundays. Before that, shops were only allowed to stay open till 5 p.m. Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia, after meeting the State Disaster Management Authority, officers of the central government were also present at the meeting. They said that there is no community transmission that they are seeing in Delhi as of now. And Delhi Health Minister Satendra Jain is saying that we are expecting that the beds in private hospitals would cater to patients up to 15 days. But most of the beds reserved for COVID patients have been used in 4-5 days. So that therefore, there needs to be an enhancement in capacity, is what he has said. Arvind Kejriwal's samples have been sent for COVID-19 testing. The chief minister had complained of COVID symptoms and now results are awaited in 24 hours. Lieutenant Governor's order on hospital will create problems for Delhi's people, is what Kejriwal has said. So basically, hours after Delhi Lieutenant Governor overruled Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's decision to reserve state-run and some private hospitals for Delhi residents, the Chief Minister said it will create major problems for the people. Providing treatment for the people, coming all over the country during the pandemic is a big challenge, and we will try to provide treatment to all, is what he tweeted. before he has said that all these hospitals will only be for Delhiites during the crisis. And the Supreme Court has said in its order that there is a demand of Shramik trains. The Indian Railways shall provide them within 24 hours if there is a demand. And the Apex Court has also ordered that migrant workers are to be transported back to their hometowns within 15 days. All cases registered against migrants for alleged violated lockdown orders are to be considered for withdrawal under the Disaster Management Act 2005. The centre may also soon permit the import of untested drugs that are undergoing clinical trials in other countries. With that, let me take you to some of the global updates. WHO has said that the spread of COVID-19 from asymptomatic people is rare. So the technical lead on COVID-19 has said at a press briefing that it still appears to be a rare instance, where individuals who are asymptomatic can transmit further. Also, there was a major discussion today that was about that the pandemic is far from over as daily cases are seeing record high, globally. So let me just tell you what the WHO chief said.
Almost 7 million cases of COVID-19 have now been reported to WHO and almost 400,000 deaths. Although the situation in Europe is improving, globally it's worsening. More than 100,000 cases have been reported on 9 of the past 10 days.
So you heard him say that from the past 10 days, a record high has been recorded globally. Let's come to UK. UK's COVID-19 death toll has neared 52,000 according to Reuters tally. And, new data from England and Wales has brought the toll to 51,766, the highest in Europe. That puts UK behind only the much larger United States in the pandemic that has killed over 4 lakh people globally. Let me give you a global picture. United States has over 1.9 million confirmed cases, including recoveries and deaths. US COVID-19 death toll could reach 1,45,000 by August is what a new study estimate is telling us. After that comes Brazil with over 7,07,000 cases, Russia with over 4,08,000 cases, then comes UK and then India with over 2,66,000 cases. The coronavirus might have been spreading in China as early as August last year. So according to a new Harvard Medical School research that is based on satellite images of hospital travel patterns and search engine data, this is what they have found out. But China has dismissed the report as ridiculous. The research used satellite imagery of hospital parking lots in Wuhan, where the disease was first identified in the late 2019. And the data for symptom-related queries on search engine for, things like cough and diarrhea were also high. Let's talk about the cases in mainland China. It has reported 3 confirmed cases and 21 asymptomatic COVID-19 patients as of yesterday, as per the National Health Commission. All the new confirmed cases involved travelers from overseas. Also, Trump is open to another relief package as per the White House. A United States president might, in response to the coronavirus pandemic, remains in favor of a payroll tax holiday as per the White House spokeswoman. South Korea has reported 38 new cases of COVID-19 and one more death, bringing national total to 11,852 and 274 virus-related fatalities. Also, as per a report by Guardian, figures reveal a higher mortality rate for Black Americans, and a new study added to the evidence that viruses are killing proportionally more Black Brazilians than whites, exposing in sharp relief the country's staggering inequalities. Also, Philippines has said that schools won't reopen until there is a COVID-19 vaccine. And if you talk about UK, there are over 63,000 excess deaths under coronavirus lockdown. 600 people have died in Nigeria in an undetected COVID-19 outbreak. Also, Madrid has denied not treating care home residents. So basically, this report suggests that the regional government had denied vulnerable people, already people with underlying conditions or people who were old from treatment in order to, stop the health services from collapsing with a lot of, patients. But now they have denied this report. Also, infectious disease experts have said that the large street protests that were held in major cities after George Floyd's death could spark a new outbreak. Russia has reported 171 new deaths from COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, bringing the total death toll to over 6,142. It has also reported over 8,500 new cases, taking the total number of infections to over 4,85,000. And with that, something that you need to read today is Reopening India, Unlock 1.0 rules for all the states and union territories. So what is allowed and what is not allowed? So we have covered on the Money Control website all the state-wise, do's and don'ts and the updated guidelines. So you need to check that out for your state as well. Also, apart from that, why Kejriwal's move to reserve hospital beds for Delhiites backfired. So there was a lot of discussion around this topic, even after LG, overruled the request. So the Delhi government needs to get its act together, is what Rajiv Sharma writes, and ensure that patients are not denied hospitalization and care at a time when COVID-19 cases are rising in the national capital. So that's an interesting perspective that you might get. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. For all suggestions and feedbacks, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thanks for tuning in today.